Welcome to Beyond Sunday with Pastor Nick Williams. South Shore Community Church exists to help all people find and follow Jesus. Join us weekly as we talk through current sermons, theology, parenting issues, and how to have a gospel-centered marriage. We are praying that today's message helps you grow closer to Jesus. Now, here's your host, Pastor Nick.
I think we all know someone that has excuses in life. I mean, excuses for everything. Why they don't change, why life's not going well, why they don't share their faith, why they stopped going to church. We live in a world of excuses. In fact, I grew up listening to Southern gospel music, and there was a band called the Kingsmen Quartet, and they had this song called Excuses, and it went something like, excuses, excuses, we hear them every day. And the devil will supply them if from church we stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep those folks away from church, he offers them excuses. Now, I did not say it was going to be a great song, nor did I say I was going to sing it well. I'm just reminded about it when I think about this idea of excuses. We're in John chapter 4, the woman at the well, kind of the second part of the story. And the disciples are living this out. They have excuses. In fact, their excuses are probably going to sound pretty familiar to you and I, because we still use them today. And these were excuses for why they weren't doing their job, why they weren't sharing their faith. The first excuse is kind of that this lady wouldn't be interested. They want to ask Jesus a question as they come upon the scene. Remember, they went to lunch. Jesus stopped at a well. He's talking to this lady. They come back from lunch, and immediately they look at Jesus and they think, why are you talking to her? In fact, that's what scripture says. Verse 27, why are you talking to her? They don't ask the question. They just think about the question. And it's a question that you and I probably ponder sometimes. Why are you wasting your time sharing your faith with that person? Or why are you spending so much time chasing that person that's far from God? See, what we do is we pre-decide that they won't be interested, that there's no way, and so we don't share it with everyone. The good news is the gospel doesn't discriminate, and neither should you and I. We should be in the habit of sharing our faith, sharing what Jesus has done in our life with everyone that we meet. And I love the contrast between the disciples' reaction, Jesus, why are you talking to this lady? And the woman's response. She finds Christ. She lives out this scripture. In fact, she's so excited, she runs back to the town to tell everybody that she can find about this man. The second excuse they are living with is the I'm too busy excuse. And I think I fall in this trap. I lead a busy life. I choose to lead a busy life. Let me say it that way. But sometimes I allow that to be an excuse for why I don't do other things. In this case, sharing my faith. If you know me, you know I'm a large introvert. And so whenever I go into public spaces that aren't the church, I like to be in the corner. I like to hide. I don't want to talk to everybody. But there are moments that I feel the prompting of God for me to speak to someone. And instead of walking up to them, oftentimes I find myself pausing and arguing with God. God, you know I do this for a living. God, you know I'm tired. You know I've been doing all these things. I'm busy. The disciples had these same excuses. The reason they weren't talking to people was because they were on lunch break. I mean, think about that for a moment. They were on lunch break from spending time with God and telling people about God. They're so concerned about Jesus's eating because that's what they had been doing. And his response is a little cryptic, right? Verse 34, he says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So he's saying, hey, I'm sustained by doing the work of God, not just eating. I love how John Calvin commented on this passage. He wrote, by his example, speaking of Jesus, by his example shows us that the kingdom of God should have priority over all bodily comforts. I want you to think about that for a moment. Nothing in life is more important than you and I telling the next person about Jesus. The third excuse they had was simply, I'll do it later. Right? Verse 35, don't you say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Obviously, Jesus is still speaking a little cryptic to them at this moment, but he's saying, hey, you guys are always looking for something to happen in the future, but I'm telling you, the time is now. There are people all around you that need to hear the gospel. So let me end today with this question for you. What's your excuse, and who is it that you should be sharing your faith with today? Spoiler alert, the answer is everyone, but let's get specific. Who in your circle do you know, man, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they don't know Jesus, and you could be the one to tell them about it? Let's not miss that opportunity. Let's engage today.
Thank you for tuning in to Beyond Sunday. We hope the conversations and insights shared here have brought you encouragement and have deepened your journey of faith. If today's episode has inspired you, we invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus alongside us. Don't forget to share this podcast with friends and family who might be blessed by it too. Until next time, thanks for joining us, and may God bless you abundantly.